Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Welcome to Eyes on Israel. It is my privilege and honor to be a voice and an advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Inspire FM has graciously given me this new opportunity to bring you, the listener, up-to-date information on what is happening in Israel during these difficult times of war. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem was founded in 1980 in Jerusalem to recognize the modern-day restoration of Israel, meaning there is an embassy in the heart of Jerusalem that represents tens of millions of Christians worldwide, including many churches and entire denominations who share a biblical worldview which compels them to bless and comfort Israel in our day. It is founded on Isaiah 40, verse 1, to comfort the Jewish people and stand with them and their right to the biblical covenantal land of Israel. In Hebrew, the word comfort means to console. The Greek word comfort means to come alongside and help, to be an encourager, an advocate, and an intercessor. Those are powerful roles each one of us can undertake in these difficult times that the Jewish people are facing in Israel, in our nation, as well as in our community. In Israel, you witness Jews and Arabs living side by side, working side by side, their children playing side by side in the playground, Jewish business owners hiring Arabs, Arab business owners hiring Jews. There is prosperity and peace for many in this one and only democratic nation in the Middle East. Arabs holding Israeli citizenship have every right that a Jew has in the nation, a right to vote, right to serve as a government representative in the Knesset, every right. No one is discriminated against. However, unfortunately and tragically, there are Arabs in Judea and Samaria, known as the West Bank, in East Jerusalem, and in Gaza, who are influenced by well-known governing terrorist organizations who do not want to live in peace and harmony with Jewish people in the land of Israel. That's a fact. A fact Israelis know too well. Israel is also facing war with Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and other terrorist organizations in Syria, Yemen, and especially Iran. Over 520 days since October 7th, there remains over 55 hostages still held in captivity. Over half are known to be deceased. One of the main objectives in this war is for Israel to bring home every hostage from Gaza, living or deceased, as you may have recently witnessed the return of the bodies of the Bibas mother and her two precious boys, Gafur and Ariel. We also care for the people of Gaza. We want them free from the stronghold of Hamas. The International Christian Embassy Jerusalem community worldwide has been gathering on a Zoom call every day since October 7th to receive updates, briefings, and most importantly, to pray for Israel and the Middle East. I have been on those morning calls every day except Sundays. These calls enable me to bring you, going forward, key information and prayer points on a weekly basis. What does God feel about Israel and the Jewish people? Zechariah 2:8, whoever touches his people, the Jewish people, touches the apple of his eye. Psalm 121:3-4, he never slumbers nor sleeps because he watches over Israel. Psalm 135:4, the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. You, the listener, are called to be a person of faith in the Word of God and faith in the God of the Word. That is our foundation. We could look to other sources to support our stand for Israel, but foundationally, we stand with Israel because of the Word of God. During this wartime in Israel, your voice and your prayers are vital for the nation, its people, and the Middle East. Please consider praying Psalm 122:6 for the peace of Jerusalem. and over the land of Israel and the Middle East. Our prayers matter. Our prayers have an impact. And remember, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes equally on Israel. Thank you, and I look forward to joining with you every week on gleaning key updates and prayer points for Israel and the people of this great land. Until next time, shalom. Peace be with you.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.